How big is it to get TJ back today, particularly in light of being banged up in the secondary?
Yeah, you know, we're having to evaluate a lot of guys today in a very physical game. But, you know, TJ's a leader. I'm very proud of David, how David went in and played. But good to get TJ back, you know, missing he and Derek yesterday and still playing the way we did defensively. Says a lot about the group, you know, and the depth of the group. But look forward to getting him back.
Is he officially reinstated?
He will be back today, and I think we have a 24-hour period where we have to, you know, do something roster-wise, but he will be back today.
When you went back and looked at the film, Coach, what did you see in the offensive line? You had said you wanted to kind of, because some of those you thought you had the right.
Well, I see some growing pains, I guess, is what I see. You know, I mean, there's three guys in there that never played a game for the Denver Broncos. So, you know, we had some issues, and not just M3. You know, as a group, we had some issues with a few things, but we did some good things too. So, I think we understand that, you know, we're not even close to where we want to be or where we think we get to be as an offensive front. But I think we played hard, and I thought we played our best at the end. So that was very encouraging to me.
Talk about your schedule this week. You've had these Thursday night. Have you experimented? Did you think about getting today off and coming?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really difficult. First off, to come off an afternoon game and play on Thursday, to me, that makes it even tougher because, you know, your time span even less. There's not much you can do other than mentally get prepared, really. You know, physically, you just got to get them as fresh as you can. What I'm trying to do is let them sleep in a couple days, get rested, trying to get their clocks ticking at the time we're going to be playing, and then we'll get our work, you know, our work done in the evening tonight, tomorrow, and then, of course, we leave on Wednesday. So just trying to keep them as close to the routine that they're going to be following going into game day. You talking about our guys?
Yeah, your guys, I'm saying.
We're beat up. It was a physical game yesterday. I mean, it's hard for guys. No, you're right. It's hard, but it's hard for guys to recover in this league. I mean, you don't practice for a couple of days after you play, and now we're playing, you know, very quickly. So, but it's also something as a pro you kind of got to get used to. And as coaches, you know where they're at physically, and it's about right now, it's about mentally getting them prepared to go into Kansas City and play. We know it's a tough place to play, but we got to give them all the time we possibly can for their bodies to bounce back. I mean, everybody played yesterday. Everybody contributed in the game. And like I said, came out with a lot of nicks, but we'll get there.
Did you use more rotations yesterday?
Yeah, we tried to play a lot of people. I was disappointed myself. I should have got Max in a game more. I should have gave Evan more of a break. We had planned on giving him a little bit of a break in a game in certain series. He wanted to go the whole game. We ended up giving him a one-series break. Should have gave him more. But for the most part, we played a lot of people, receivers, back end, linebackers, you know, and we knew that was going to be the case. So, like I said, everybody was a part.
I mean,
you look at some of the biggest plays of the game. You know, I think I made the comment yesterday. I think the big 3rd and 10, DeMarcus and Baum are standing by us on the sideline. So, but that's confidence in your people. I mean, they've worked hard. They're on the roster for a reason, and you got to trust them and, you know that we'll put them out there in, you know, any type of situation. So I was proud to see them go in there and do a good job. Malik has not been diagnosed with a concussion. He's doing great. He's still in an evaluation process today, but he's doing good. He's doing really good.
Offensively, Coach, when you get a day to look at the film, was it more of an execution standpoint? Or are you still?
Oh, I think, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, first thing you do is look at yourself as a coach, you know, kind of how am I putting our guys in a situation, you know. The thing that I struggled with offensively, when we look at the film and our guys look at the film, they're going to be disappointed. We had about 3 big plays to make in the first half that could have been, you know, good things going on that we didn't make those plays. And a couple of times we had chances to make plays and we did not hold up protection-wise. So, you know, there's always a reason why you're not doing something right. And we'll take a look at that today. But I thought we played hard. And like I said, I was encouraged by how we played at the end of the game. We didn't go in the tank. We continued to battle. Yes,
Coach,
sir.
I remember when you were a player and talking about getting beat up, and I think it was 1991, the fans started booing Mr. Elway, and you came in and played quarterback. But a lot of that was going on yesterday. Did any of that go through your mind, or what did you all think about, or were you even noticing it?
Oh, absolutely. Are you talking about from a quarterback standpoint?
Quarterback and the team when the fans started
I mean, that's part of it. This is a tough league. I mean, you play good people. We knew we were playing a good defensive football team yesterday. We were struggling. We started off really well. We ended really well. We struggled in between. But, you know, that's part of this business, and you better be able to work through those times. And, you know, we were able to work through it yesterday and find a way to win. So, no, I don't get caught up in that. You know, I just try to keep everybody focused on moving forward and going to the next play.
Some of the injured players, how are Omar and David doing today?
They're both doing well. How much they'll do, we're not going to do much this evening anyway. We're just going to jog through. I would think that David would be a part of the jog through. Omar, probably not. But, you know, we expect them both to be there on Thursday.
They came up in the locker room, Demarius with a hand and CJ with a toe.
Demarius is fine. You know, Greek, according to Greek, everything's good today. So as far as CJ got rolled up a little bit, came out of the game, he was fine. I think it was really had a lot to do with Ronnie going in and Ronnie playing the way he played. And, you know, he's taken advantage of his opportunities throughout the course of the preseason, and he did it again yesterday. So, but I think CJ's fine.
Coops, can you clarify on the, I think it was the Shaq Barrett hit on the punt return, the call was?
No, it's confusing for us, too, because it's kind of the same call that happened a few weeks ago to Omar. I think if y'all remember the play in the preseason, and the clarity we got was as long as it was between the waist and the neck. It's, you know, so we'll turn it in like we do any other call. You know, probably won't get a response till sometime tomorrow afternoon. So, but no, I agree. Yeah, it's. I know we're trying to do away with coming back to your end zone that hit and those type of things, but yet it is still legal when it happens within this frame. So I'll let you know when I get a response.
Yeah, that's about McMahon. It's just
you know, it's awesome. You know, I'm so proud of him. You know, he's the one that stood up and won a job and did a great job for us in the preseason. And those kicks he made yesterday were tremendous. So he's off to a great start, you know, and it ought to be a great confidence builder for him. But he's worked hard. He's worked extremely hard.
Time for a few more guys.
The 49er game and yesterday, have defenses found something to get the uncovered rusher free, or are you making –
Well, I mean, you know, we got a lot of free guys yesterday defensively. I mean, we did a great job. They got a lot of guys free on us yesterday with a lot of blitzes. I mean, sometimes they're going to bring more than you can handle. Sometimes you think you're getting the protection right, and you're still, you know, still not perfect. So the ball's got to go. But the key is when you are right, you got to make plays. And, you know, and that was probably the disappointing thing yesterday is we were right a couple times and had a chance to make some big, big plays that make up for the ones that don't look so good, and we just didn't make them.
Ronnie played pretty well, especially that last drive.
Yeah.
Was there something in the first three quarters that CJ wasn't seeing, or was that more offensive line?
I think we struggled just, you know, early in the game. I think we were kind of doing what we wanted to do. It was a battle. I mean, it was, you know, those 3 and 4 yarders were tough to come by, but we kept our third downs manageable. It's one good thing we did do. You know, we were able to convert some third downs. But, you know, we really struggled there in the late in the second quarter and the third quarter to find any running lanes at all. But in the fourth quarter, we found a way. You know, we did a few things differently. Guys gave some cracks, and I think Ronnie took advantage of it. Ronnie made some great runs on his own, too.
Gary, last question, Mike.
You were down in some numbers on your defensive front, but and Baltimore tried to test you in the run game. Mm-hmm. They held up. Who in particular showed up big?
Well, I think they all played well. You know, Bill played them all. And then, like you said, there was a period where Malik went out. So we're down, you know, to 4 in a game. That's hard to come by. But, you know, that seems to be part of this league. It seems like every Sunday it's something. You know, it's one group and you're nicked up there and you got to, you know, you have a gut check. And I think for our football team, we knew playing in this game that we talked about the fourth quarter for, you know, for 10 days. You know, could we be the best team in the fourth quarter? So I was really pleased with how we played on both sides of the ball in the fourth quarter.